Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spirit, the stimulating program initiative for retirees that inspires thought. We hope everyone had a wonderful Yontif. I'm Judy Steinig, Senior Director of the OU's Department of Community Projects and Partnerships and Coordinator and Host for Spirit. The OU started Spirit several years ago as an on-site program, and now we're happy to present it as an online program for baby boomers, empty nesters, retirees, not yet retirees, sandwich generation parents and seniors, everyone who is looking for educational, intellectual and spiritual growth. Since the beginning of the pandemic, Spirit continues to be the safe and ideal way for everyone to learn together in a virtual setting. Today's program is going to be fascinating for all of us. It is on kosher collagen, and it will be presented by Aliza Bixon, INHC, who is the co-owner and founder of the Absolute Collagen, Healthy on the Beach and Pilates on the Beach. Aliza is married to Rabbi Donald Bixon and is the Brevison of Beth Israel Congregation in Miami Beach, Florida, where they have lived for the past 25 years. Her full bio is on the Spirit website. I am so excited to welcome Aliza to the Spirit Forum. Thank you, Aliza, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Aliza, for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. We're happy that you're able to, you know, find time in your busy schedule. I know you just got back from Eretz Yisrael, so you had a lot going on.
Yes.
But going back to when we first met, I remember we met at a Rebbetzin program in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, where I'm hoping that we'll be able to see each other again, perhaps this year. And I remember you did some opening remarks for us. So tell us a little bit about your background as a Rebbetzin, and how did you go from being the traditional Rebbetzin to your career now in health and wellness?
Okay, thank you, Judy. Before I start, I have to just say hi to my parents because I see them on the screen. I was just in Israel. My parents live in Israel now, and they are logging on from Israel, and I see them waving. So I just want to wave and say hi to my parents from Israel. So I'm from Highland Park, New Jersey, and I know you and I have also spoken that you knew my family way back
when. Absolutely, yes.
And I married my husband, Rabbi Donald Bixon, in 1993. He's a musmach of Yeshiva University. We started out in the rabbinate. First, he was an assistant to Rabbi Yudin in Fairlawn, New Jersey, and then to Rabbi Marcus in West Orange, New Jersey. And then we moved to Miami Beach, Florida, in 1997, where he became the inaugural rabbi of Young Israel of Miami Beach, which later then merged with Beth Israel Congregation. And we've been here, which I can't believe, for already 25 years. I started, as most Rebbetzins do, in the field of education. I taught when I was living in New Jersey, I taught in Kushner in the elementary school. And then when I moved to Miami Beach, I taught at the Rabbi Alexander S. Gross Hebrew Academy. I taught Judaic studies in the high school, in the local Jewish high school here. And I love teaching, and it was very natural for me. And then, as I mentioned, that we've lived here for 25 years. I've raised, thank God, my five children here. And after I had my youngest child, Netanel, who's now 17 and actually learning in Israel for the year, I started experiencing some back pain. And eventually I had a herniated disc, which many people have, and I needed to have something called a disc laminectomy, which is a very minor back surgery. Basically a piece of my disc fell off, it got lodged in a nerve. It sounds pretty horrible, but I was able to have that little piece removed. And when I had that piece removed and I was sent home, it was a 24-hour procedure. I had to go to physical therapy for 6 weeks to rehabilitate. And while I was in physical therapy, I learned about something called Pilates. And Pilates is a type of exercise. I don't know how many of you are familiar. It helps strengthen the core, which eventually really helps strengthen the spine. And it completely helped me rehabilitate my back surgery. And I enjoyed it so much that after physical therapy, after they discharged me, after several weeks, I said, but I feel so much better. I no longer have this back pain. I learned how to walk and move differently. I said to my physical therapist, you know, do you offer Pilates classes? There was no Pilates at the time. It wasn't a popular thing. There were no like studios or gyms that offered Pilates. And she said she couldn't, and I tried to convince her to open a Pilates studio. She said she couldn't do it alone. would I be interested in opening it with her? And at the time, as I mentioned, I was teaching in the local high school. I was also dabbling as a real estate agent to help supplement her income with my close friend, Shayna Kruger. And so I said, well, okay, I guess I'll help you open a Pilates studio. I'll partner with you, even though I knew nothing really about Pilates except as a student. I certainly didn't know anything about running a business, but my physical therapist said to me, if you help me run the business, I'll teach the classes because they were on these machines called reformers and you needed someone to teach. So I convinced my friend Shayna, who was a realtor with me, to do this. We just do it on the side. We opened up a really small studio on 41st Street, if you're familiar with Miami Beach, right here in the middle of the heart of the neighborhood. And our partner, Krista, taught the classes and we ran the business. I would tell people from the shul and meet people and tell them about it. It started out really small, but eventually the business, thank God, really took off. And after a few months, our partner, Krista, said, you know, you guys should really go back to school and learn how to be Pilates instructors. It'll be better for the business. You love it so much. You should really learn how to teach and know the business better. So we went back to school and eventually after a year, we became instructors and I love teaching Pilates. That was in 2008 when we opened the original studio. We eventually opened a second studio in South Miami in Coconut Grove. And then eventually we split from our partner, Krista, my physical therapist. We sold her the studio in the Grove because it was too far away for us to manage. We kept the studio in Miami Beach and we expanded it. And still currently today, we operate the studio. It's going well. I love it. But while I was in this, you know, now health and wellness area, I was still teaching the Hebrew Academy, but people would always ask me questions about, you know, when you're training someone, it's very natural for them to say, what do you eat? How are you doing this? Or, you know, they start asking questions about all things related to health. And I was always interested in healthy eating. And I went back to school again for integrative nutrition about 5 years ago and became a certified health coach as well. So we integrated that into the business so that I was teaching Pilates, which dealt more with physical fitness. And then we were also able to offer health coaching services, whether it's weight loss groups or just teaching people about healthy eating also through the business. And then the third leg of our business, which is really while we're here, I actually just brought the bag to show you, the collagen, the way that that started also actually happened through the Pilates studio. So while I was training one of my clients who happened to have been a firm woman, she had told me about tremendous knee pain that she was having and that her doctor said she should really take collagen for joint pain. But at the time, the only kosher collagen on the market was a kosher marine collagen. And we'll get into collagen and all of its benefits later, but really collagen can really only be sourced from fish or from animal. And marine collagen means it's sourced from fish. So she said, you know, I started taking it and it's amazing. The doctors can't get over what's happening. My pain is so much better. And she's going on and on about all the wonders of collagen, which I had read about, I wasn't so familiar with. And my partner, my business partner, Shayna, who I mentioned earlier at the time, she had said, oh, I've always wanted to try collagen, but I couldn't find anything kosher. You know, maybe we should try this fish collagen. So she reached out to a company in Brooklyn. It was a kosher company and she wanted to try it for the studio, but it was incredibly expensive. So she asked if we could buy it wholesale for the studio so that we wouldn't have to pay as much. So we bought a few bags for the studio. We were selling a little bit here and there. She started taking it. I wasn't even taking it at the time. She started taking it for her hair because, as we'll discuss, one of the benefits of collagen is for hair growth also. And after several weeks, she couldn't get over what a change in her hair was. So eventually we ended up that's how I became aware of collagen and how I then was interested. Should I now get into how I added that to the business, Judy? Is now a good time?
Absolutely. Okay. You're on a roll.
Okay. So, so we were clearly, you know, interested in collagen. My husband had some shoulder pain. He was taking it for that. And I had some gut health issues. So I'm like, you know what? I'll take it too. We were all kind of taking it. And then, but the more research I did on collagen, even though there are benefits to marine collagen, there's a lot more scientific evidence on bovine collagen. Bovine collagen means that it's a product of animal, most specifically cow. And it was very hard to procure a kosher bovine collagen. So through a very long story, but really through my husband's contacts, his rabbinic, as you mentioned, he's a rabbi of a shul here, through his rabbinic contacts, he was able to find a manufacturer in Brazil that made OU kosher bovine collagen, and I was able to get it here in Miami, and we started selling it. And it just took off. At first, it was really just like a little side thing, like the same thing we were selling, the kosher marine collagen. We started selling it. It didn't have a fishy smell. It didn't have any allergens, because sometimes fish collagen could be associated with allergens. And we were selling it a little bit here and there. But really, as I mentioned, my main focus in my career was Pilates instructor and health coaching. But then COVID hit. And even though Miami, you know, everyone knows the rules in Miami were a little different than maybe in other parts of the country, but our studio was shut down for 4 months and we were hemorrhaging money for our rent and we didn't know how we're going to keep the business afloat. So I started taking things out of the studio and taking pictures of them in videos and talking about it through social media to try to sell whatever we had in the studio. And I had brought home a few bags of collagen. And I started talking about the collagen and I would put it in my kids' smoothies or my husband's coffee or in cereal or baking. And somehow over social media, the business just exploded. We call it our like Corona baby, because even though it was part of our business before Corona, it really didn't explode until after because I wasn't focusing on it. But then eventually it just grew. And I really have to say that the OU has been incredibly instrumental in helping us once we became an OU product and helping us spread the word, not just about collagen, but about why it has to be kosher, because most people don't know why. They think maybe it's a supplement like a vitamin. It doesn't really need to be kosher, but the OU has been incredible in helping me publicize the reason why it has to be kosher, because there are so many collagen companies out there that claim to be kosher, don't have a reliable hechsher, or even people think, oh, well, it's just powder. I don't need it to be kosher. And they've been really helpful. And actually, they're going to be launching things through the OU social media channels later this week. Interviews that I've had with rabbis on the kashrus floor at the OU. And I think, were you there that day, Judy, when I came in? And
we saw each other briefly. Yeah.
Right. We did we took some great footage and interviews. So we're going to be launching that this week. And that's kind of how the collagen business. So I'm a Rebbetzin. I have a Pilates studio. I'm a health coach and I have a collagen company.
Okay. I just want to interrupt for a second. As we're hearing about this exciting new product for many of us that we haven't heard of, I just want to remind everybody about the disclaimer that we always put for Spirit, that when we hear any presenter, whatever it is, finance, nutrition, health, that we don't make any changes in our lives until we speak to those professionals. In this case, it would be either your personal nutritionist or your medical practitioners to make sure that it is the appropriate choice for you. So I just want to put that in there.
Thank you. That's very important.
So, okay. So do you want to get back and tell us more, about before we talk about all the benefits of collagen, because I'm sure there'll be lots of questions and comments about that. Let's finish the history part though, about how this reacts, connects to your family. And of course, when you said Highland Park,
so it's actually really,
I always find that I didn't know you were born, that you lived in Highland Park. Cause you may remember, I went to Douglas and I remember your grandfather, right? Rabbi Raymond.
Yes, told me, which is great.
I remember him very, very, very clearly.
Thank you. So I come from, thank God, tremendous yichus. I come from a long line of rabbis. And my grandfather was Rabbi Pesach Raymond, who started the community in Highland Park, Edison, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
And for anybody who lives in that area, when you think of yeshiva, RPRY, that is Rabbi Raymond's yeshiva.
Right, exactly. But the connection really, and actually, Judy, we were just talking, I just wrote an article, I'll discuss this now, but I wrote an article with the specifics of this that people will be able to read. I think that you said that there'll be a link somehow connected to this recording that they could always read the article afterwards. So my great-grandfather, Rav Elazar Meir Prill, actually, by the way, because my parents are on, I wrote notes down because my father, I'm afraid he's going to send me texts that I got things wrong afterwards. So I want to make sure that I have all the dates written down correctly. So my great-grandfather, Rav Elazar Meir Prill, was born in Kovna, in the Lithuania area. In 1878, he went to Telz, he went to Slobodka, and then he became the Rav of Manchester in 1911. And then actually Rabbi Dr. Bernard Revel asked him to come to Yeshiva University and teach there, and he became the Rav in Elizabeth, New Jersey in 1919. He had many accomplishments during his life, and he wrote many things, most notably something called Sefer HaMaor, which is a rabbinic responsa, Chayos and Shuvos. It's a halachic work. And he died, unfortunately, very young in 1933. When he passed away, he left his wife and four children. There were many rabbis that came through Elizabeth, and it's something that we talk about in our family all the time, that whoever was to marry the oldest daughter would take over the shtela, the community in Elizabeth. And my great uncle, Rabbi Pinchas Teitz, married my great aunt, Rebbetzin and Bessie Teitz, and they stayed in Elizabeth and took over for my great grandfather. But my grandmother, Rebbetzin Hannah Raymond, who was the second daughter, my grandfather, Rabbi Pesach Raymond, married her, and they went a little further south to the New Brunswick Highland Park Edison area. And that's the connection. But what's interesting is, and I, you know, talked about this in the article, obviously my great grandfather died many years before I was born. And there's a picture of him that I always have in my head because I've seen it in my grandmother's house. I've seen it in relatives' houses. There's just a picture of him, a black and white photo. You could see it on the YU website. There's even a Wikipedia article about him where he's kind of like resting his head here and he has a big black cap. And I just always identify him with that picture, and also Sefer Maor, and then certain minhagim that he instituted that our family keeps. Our most famous minhag is actually that we have bananas for karpas, which is always like, people always find that to be very fascinating. And that comes from the fact that people didn't know that bananas were the bracha of Ha'adamah, and one of the ways he was able to spread that and was through you know, having the bananas at the Seder. And we always tell people, don't knock it till you try it. And once you have a banana, you'll never go back to having the celery or the potato or the parsley. But after I started, I was in the collagen business for, you know, a little while already, you know, and I was very frustrated because we're in about 40 stores across the United States right now, even though we sell mostly direct to consumer. But I started out with kosher stores, and I would be speaking to kosher health food stores or kosher supermarkets. And a lot of these stores are in very from areas, Borough Park, Muncie, Lakewood. And sometimes I would be talking to the owners of these stores, and they would tell me that, oh, I'm so happy that you have a kosher bovine collar. They were so excited that I was able to give them this, because we've been carrying companies that aren't kosher or that don't have a good hechsher. And I had said to my husband, I find it so crazy that people, you know, they said, well, people don't really know. I asked them how they were able to carry it. They're like, some people don't care, or there have been, you know, tshuvas of that it's not so important. So I was mentioning this to my husband once, and he said, well, you know, as if I knew this, which I had no idea. He said, you know, your great grandfather wrote a tshuva in Sefer HaMaor about why gelatin, which is basically the same thing as collagen, why it needs to have a proper hechsher. And I had no idea what he's talking about. Like, as I told you, this is a sefer. My family would always, at every family simcha, say a vort from this sefer. I don't sit and learn from it. I didn't know all the shilas and shuvas in there for sure. And since my husband's in the rabbinate, he's much more fluent in the sefer and has used it more. But he had said to me that he once had a conversation with my great uncle, Rabbi Yosho Yosef Prel, who was also a Rav in Elizabeth. That was my grandmother's younger brother. He was 9 at the time when my great grandfather passed away. He said that this tshuva that my great-grandfather wrote in Sefer HaMaor, stating that gelatin needed to have a proper hashkacha, is what the OU based their ruling on, that gelatin / aka collagen needed to have a proper hashkacha. So what the family connection is, that here, this business that I've been working with, that I had been working on for several years, it was so crazy that I had this connection, because, you know, it's because of him. Otherwise, people might have thought, oh, it doesn't need to have hashkacha. And what I wrote in the article, the research that I did, was there was a posek, a leading Lithuanian posek at the time, Rabbi, I wrote this down too, Rav Chaim Ozer Grzensky, who had written a tshuva that said, it was a more lenient opinion that said that gelatin did not need to have hashkacha, that many people were relying on. However, Rav Eliezer Silver wrote that the tshuva was taken completely out of context and was only for something very specific. It was used for cleaning something. I actually read about it in a sefer called Food, a Halachic Analysis, but Rav Eliezer Silver wrote, that is not at all what Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski had in mind when the tshuva was, when people were relying on this tshuva, that Jel didn't need hashkacha. But today, people who aren't aware or want to look for a kula, or you know, a leaning opinion, they will rely on this. However, the OU adopted the opinion from this tshuva of my great-grandfather that it needed to have a proper hashkacha. And it's you know, many gedolim have said that it needs to have a proper hashkacha, but that's what the crazy family connection is, that it actually came from my great-grandfather.
That's beautiful. I mean, that it all just comes around, and that's amazing. So can you tell us a little bit more about collagen?
Sure.
And how it can be helpful, and you know, all the different things about it?
Sure. So collagen is a protein. It is something that our bodies actually produce completely naturally until about age 25. We need it for skin texture and elasticity, for hair and nail strength and growth, for gut health, immunity, joint and muscle repair. It's for anything that you would need connective tissue for. But as I said, until about age 25, and then we stop producing it as much. And that's why as we get older, we start to feel a little creaky, little aches and pains here and there. We start to develop wrinkles, the hair becomes thinner, our nails are brittle, and this all comes from collagen. Now, collagen is very trending now. You see it in all beauty products. They'll say facial creams with collagen in it, or have this serum that has collagen in it. But the truth is, it can't get absorbed. It doesn't go into the body if you put it on the skin. It has to be ingested. It has to be taken, because it has to go directly into the bloodstream. So the only way that it could be taken in is if it's injected. If you ever see, plastic surgeons or estheticians who are injecting collagen into people's lips, so that would work. But if somebody wants all the benefits of collagen, they would need to ingest it. So there's amino acids in all sources of protein in a piece of meat. But what's specific to collagen is something called hydroxyproline. That is what exists in collagen. Because normally, if I would eat an amino acid, anything that I'm like digesting, the stomach acids are going to break it up. But in collagen, there's something called hydroxyproline that the stomach acids do not break up. And instead, it goes into the bloodstream. It's actually really quite fascinating. It then goes and finds wherever in your body you are depleted of collagen, and it goes and helps replenish what's depleted. But it needs to be taken daily and consistently. However, people always say, oh, am I going to see like a full head of hair if I'm bald? Or am I going, it's not fairy dust. It's also bio-individual. Everyone has different results, but it can only have benefits. So first of all, another benefit is that it's a clean source of protein powder. So it's 9 grams of protein per round a tablespoon. And as we get older, it's harder to digest large amounts of proteins, and we need it as we get older. So it's a great source of protein that is very easily, it's highly bioavailable, which means that it's easily digestible. And the collagen powder, this bag of powder, for instance, it's white, it's tasteless, it's odorless, it dissolves in liquid more easily in hot or in a blender. You can put it in your coffee, in a smoothie. My husband literally puts it on his cereal or like applesauce because it doesn't taste like anything. But it's a very easy way to take in this protein and to get these benefits in daily. I wanted originally to try to manufacture it in a pill form because I thought that would be easier. You know, people could just like take it with their vitamins in the morning. However, because you need to have 10 grams of it, it would be too big to put in pills. And then you would need to have like 10 pills a day. So the companies that are saying, there are companies out there that have collagen in pill form, but it's really robbing the customer because it's telling you, you could take 2 or 3 capsules, but that's not your daily dose requirement. You would need to take too many. So that's why we kept it in powder form, because if you want to have the right amount, you could just put it in anything. And it also doesn't change the potency of the collagen, whether you have it hot or cold. So whether boiling hot water goes on it and you mix it, or it's pulverized in a blender, or it's stuck in your scrambled eggs, or you bake with it, nothing happens to it. You'll still realize all the benefits. Now I will tell you that You know, everyone sees different things from collagen. I never really had an issue with my hair being thin. So it's not like I could tell you, oh, Judy, my hair is so thick and luscious. But as I told you, my partner, Shayna, texts it every day and she says her hair is completely different. I have people that stop me sometimes and tell me like their nails are so thick. Also, just because we start depleting at age 25, it doesn't mean you have to start taking it at 25. You could take it younger. So it's great for athletes. It's great for kids. I have nutritionists that give it to clients for their children who don't want to eat in the morning. So they throw the collagen in their kids' smoothies, which is what I was doing for my teenage son. He was a big athlete. He wanted to increase his protein intake. So I would throw that in his smoothie. And it was a way for him to have more like a protein packed meal. So it's just, there's all a la milas. I don't know what to say. It's like, well, only good things, but I can't guarantee results for people. But people stop me sometimes and they'll be like, you've changed my life. Look at my skin, my hair, my nails, or really the joints. The most scientific studies are done on joint pain, especially with arthritis and muscle recovery, repair and recovery for athletes. And it's really done more on bovine collagen. And I know sometimes people ask me, what about plant collagen? So there's no such thing as, I mean, they can call it plant collagen, but collagen has to be from an animal or a fish. And so there's no hydroxyproline in plant collagen. So you need to have it.
There's no vegan. There is no vegan.
Yeah. Right. So unfortunately there are places that want to carry it and they're like, oh, are you vegan? I'm like, sorry, because technically it's an animal product, which is why it needs to be kosher. And we can get into the kashrus of it. But yes, our collagen is an animal product.
Can you talk a little bit about, you had mentioned in your list about what it does for gut health? What does it do for people there?
Well, it's supposed to help improve the lining of your gut. That's really what collagen is supposed to do. I personally take it for gut health because I come from a long line, not just of rabbis, but of people with very weak stomachs. So I take it for gut health. And thank God I've been feeling great. I can't guarantee that it's because of the collagen. As I said, I'm not going to make any claims that it can do everything, but for me, it has helped me tremendously, with my stomach issues and I love it.
Okay. There was, a couple of questions have come in that might be relevant now.
Do you want me to discuss the kashrus of it though?
Do the kashrus first and then we'll go. So if anybody has any questions, just put them in the chat. Put them in the chat to me, and then we will get to them, as many as in. I have already a few. Okay, yes.
Okay, great. So collagen that comes from a cow, like I said to you, our collagen comes from a cow. It either comes from a fish or a cow. It needs to be, because it's coming from an animal or fish, it has to come from a kosher animal or fish. So if it's coming from a fish, it has to come from a kosher fish with fins and scales, et cetera, et cetera. If it comes from a cow, it needs to come from a cow that had proper shlitza, and the hides have to be salted. It's called malicha, and then they can be processed. And even the machinery that this is done on has to be kosher like anything else. So our collagen is made from cows that are under OU shlitza. Then the biggest question that I always get is then how can it be parav? Because we're OU parav if we're made from a cow, this is totally fascinating to me. So the skins of the cow are considered meat on a rabbinic level, midrabanan. But then once they're processed and the collagen is extracted from the skin, it's even further removed. It's based on a tshuva from Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Cutler called Eitz Ba'alma, which means it's no longer what it once was. It's very extensive tshuva. It's a 14-page tshuva. You could find it again on the OU website. They explain the whole, detailed explanation breaking down the tshuva, but that's what it is. But it has to be from a kosher animal, but it's considered parav because it's from the skin, which is no longer it's no longer recognized as that.
Okay, that's fascinating.
So you can actually,
it's OU parav, so we know that it's 100% parav.
100%. And you could literally put it in your milk. You can have it with milk. You could have it in a smoothie with milk, with yogurt. It's completely, completely parav.
Okay.
So you get the benefits of having bovine collagen, but you're not flacious.
That totally works.
Yeah.
Does it have any side effects?
So there are no known side effects. I would say out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of bags I've sold, maybe one or two people have told me, oh, I had an upset stomach. Do you think it's related to the collagen? I don't know. It could have been something else that they ate that day. I've never heard of any other side effect. I've spoken to the manufacturer. They have said also there have never been any side effects. So none that we know of.
Wow. And is there anybody that you know of, any condition that a person would have that would make it dangerous? Again, before you do anything, talk to your doctors, but just, you know, just as a conversation, do you know of any people that should for sure stay away from this?
Right. So I do not know of any population that should stay away from it. But I do tell everyone to please check with their doctors, especially if they have any underlying medical conditions. It's just protein. It's pure protein. So it's like if somebody wanted to have high concentrations of chicken or meat. So I have people that say it's safe for nursing or pregnant women or for seniors or for children. So everyone says, like any doctors I've spoken to have said that it's okay. I once had someone that said that their oncologist said that they shouldn't have it because, you know, they don't know what it is, but it's really because sometimes oncologists are concerned that it shouldn't mess up with any medications and they don't want them to take any herbs of any kind. But then I've spoken to other oncologists that said that it's totally safe. So really, I just tell people to check with their doctor. It's not a medication. It's just a high dose of protein. That's really all that it is. And people say, well, what are the ingredients? The ingredients are collagen. It's 100% collagen. There's nothing else added to our collagen. It's zero fat, zero sugar, zero carbs, zero chemicals. It is just 100% protein. 9 grams of protein per round of tablespoon, and that's all it is. But we really encourage people to speak to their doctors. And everyone that has ever asked us, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, they check with their doctors, and their doctor's like, oh, they said it's fine, they could take it. So we are not aware of any, you know, maybe if somebody has a digestive problem and they can't have certain foods, it's possible. But then again, they should be checking with their doctor. But no known, you know, limitation that we're aware of.
Okay. Anything else you want to tell us? Because I've got a whole list of questions here. And you should check also. Do you have any in the chat to you?
Oh, I don't even know how to check that. I don't see the chat.
It would have popped up. Okay. I'm going to suggest everyone text it to me, and then I can just read it to Elisa.
You could just shoot me some questions, I think.
Sure. So the first one came in at the beginning. Can collagen interfere with any medication that you're aware of? Obviously, that's a doctor question.
Right. None that we're aware of, but that's really a doctor's question. 100% everyone on medication should check with their doctors.
Right. Okay. This is interesting. Due to allergies, I cannot eat anything with antibiotics or hormones in it. Does absolute collagen come from cows that were given any antibiotics or hormones? Is that something?
So no, we're hormone free. We've been tested for heavy metals. That's the highest level of certification you can get in Brazil. There's no such thing as like organic certification, but we have all that testing. The certificate of analysis shows that we don't have no antibiotics, no hormones, and we're no heavy metals.
Okay. So this one you already answered.
Grass-fed cows.
Okay. So, somebody wants to know about it being PARF. So you already answered that. This person says, I am most interested in joint related benefits and where the scientific evidence exists to support these claims.
Okay. So, I mean, on our website, we link articles and our manufacturer has all the scientific studies done. You know, as I mentioned, it's trending. There are a lot of articles that support it, and then there are articles that say, oh, it doesn't really work. I can't guarantee anything, but there are many scientific studies that show that it does work. So, all I could tell people is try and see if it works for you.
Okay. Will collagen help with broken capillaries or thinning of the skin as we age?
It can help with thinning of the skin. I don't know anything about broken capillaries. Would it helping with that? But skin is connective tissue. So for skin texture and elasticity, collagen can help.
Okay. And wait, the name is, somebody wants to know, it's called the Absolute Collagen,
it's called,
right?
The Absolute Collagen.
And we're going to give you the website. Right. They want to know about the website. Don't even worry about getting it now. It will be in the, we'll put it in with the recording.
Okay, and remember, Judy, you're also going to put in that we give a discount code to anyone who's ordering through
okay,
those.
Okay, so we'll that get will to be that. On there also. Listen, okay, no problem. We are happy to broadcast
yes,
that.
On the discounts.
Okay. Most medical grade collagen is type 1. There are 27 types of collagen. Which yes. type do you use?
We are type 1 and type 3.
Okay. And wait, did we do this? Does your
which is the most which is the most available? It's the one that your body needs the most of. That's type okay. 1 and type 3.
And this one wants also, does your Brazilian source for OU collagen also produce kosher gelatin?
I am happy to find out, but we do not manufacture gelatin. Okay. Like we don't. Our company does not do that.
Okay. How does this compare to whey protein?
Well, whey protein is dairy. It's completely different. It's a protein powder that's made from a dairy source. This is, and it's just protein, which I mentioned before. It's like any regular amino acid protein. It has nothing to do. It will give you protein, but it will not give you the hair, nail, gut, skin. It won't give you the hydroxyproline to replenish your depleted collagen. It will just give you protein, which is great, but it's not what collagen will do for you.
So somebody wants to know where we get the product and how much does it cost. So that will all be in the information that you'll get connection. Okay. Is collagen good for connective tissue disorders, i.e. Ehlers-Danlos? I don't know if I said that right.
It's good for connective tissue, but again, anyone who has any type of illness, disorders on any medication should check with their doctor, please.
Is this available in Israel and can you ship to Israel?
We cannot ship to Israel, but it is available in Israel. Do I put that on the website? I have a health coach in Israel that's carrying it in the Jerusalem neighborhood of Shari Chesed, and they can pick it up from her.
Okay.
They can actually order it on our website. If they order on our website, there's a Jerusalem order, a Jerusalem pickup option, and then they will then get the, they'll get the directions of how to proceed to get it in Israel.
Now, did you answer this? What's the difference between fish collagen, bovine collagen, and whey protein? Well, the whey protein, I know you just discussed.
The difference between fish and bovine, they can both work. By the way, with fish and bovine collagen, you really need to make sure you have a high quality fish and obviously high quality bovine, because there are a lot of companies out there like, I mean, I could talk about Vital Proteins because they are, it's not a kosher company. It's not under a nationally recognized hashgacha. So they're a very inexpensive, it's like the largest company in the United States, but they're not a high quality bovine collagen. You want to make sure you have something that's high quality, because if it has other things in it besides just collagen, and things could be taken from different parts of the skin. It's like when I was a kid and I would ask my parents what are in hot dogs, and they would tell me it's like the ears and the nose, or it's like the parts of the meat that you don't want to eat. So there are all different types of collagens. You want to make sure you get from a reputable source. So I know that we have a very high quality source of collagen. There are very good marine collagens out there. Just remember, marine collagens, there aren't as many scientific studies done, but they can really be beneficial too. We started out taking marine collagen, like I said, and you can see great results from it, but they have allergens in them. People can have allergies to fish. You have to just see if you like the taste, the smell. It might not have the same. I can't tell you if it dissolves and tastes the same as ours. I just can speak for ours.
Okay. How long do you need to take it before you experience the positive effects?
That's an excellent question. So again, that's bio individual. Everyone is different. I have people that took collagen for like 4 or 5 days and they said that they already felt better in their joints. But like Shayna, my partner, I keep bringing her up for the hair. It was really 4 to 6 weeks after she started taking it every day that her hair started growing in, because she had like little baby hairs and had like lost some hair and it started coming back much thicker. But you need to be taking it every day. It doesn't have to be the same time of day, but you need to take it consistently to start replenishing the growth, so it could take longer. But people usually see their nails change in about 3 to 4 weeks. But again, this is general. Everyone is different.
Okay. The collagen and gelatin from non-kosher animals uses the same tshuva that the OU used to say this is para, which is confusing. I'm not sure if that's a question for you.
I don't think that's accurate, but yeah, that's, they could check with any rav in the OU and they could tell them that's not correct.
Somebody wants something repeated. Everybody will be receiving the recording. So if you miss something that was said, just listen to the recording again and you can hear everything. You have a personal regards from the Chernikovs, who you work with in Camp Mosora. And she said she just ordered it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. What is the daily recommended amount to take?
So one rounded tablespoon. What I mean is you don't have to level the tablespoon. You just scoop in a tablespoon. However, if someone has an acute condition like psoriasis, or like if they have eczema, if they have something that's like they hurt themselves, like if somebody cut their finger and they have a really deep cut and they want the skin to grow back faster, you could take a double dose. There's nothing wrong with taking two rounds of tablespoons, but we always recommend that people start with the regular dose for a few days to make sure that you don't have a problem digesting it, just like if you're starting to eat anything new. And then if you don't have a problem, then you could take a double dose of it. But the daily recommended dose to see the benefits of collagen is one rounded tablespoon every day.
Okay. I don't see any more questions here. We'll wait another minute or two if anybody has anything else, but I think you really gave us a lot to think about, you know, does collagen influence bone health like osteoporosis? Does that help with it?
It could, but it's not something that we talk about. It's more connective tissue. Mm-hmm. Than bones.
Okay. It's not going to stop Boniva and the other stuff you have to take. Okay. Okay. But we appreciate hearing that. And a compliment, very informative. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I will say that it has been this whole, Judy and I, we were talking when we were discussing this, you know, this program months ago when we were planning it. I was saying, I feel very fortunate because I've been able to be constantly learning. First, like learning about Pilates and how that helped health and health coaching, how nutrition can help health, and now about all the benefits of collagen. And I feel very thankful that this has been very fascinating for me too, learning about what collagen does for the body, how it can help you. And I feel that I'm in a position that I can help other people improve their health, whether it's physical fitness, through nutrition, through collagen. And I'm sure, you know, people can see in my bio that they can follow me on Instagram. I document, you know, besides on my collagen page, I also have a page called Healthy on the Beach. I'm constantly posting healthy recipes, how to incorporate collagen into the recipes, or just clean eating in general. So I'm so thankful in my role as a Rebbetzin that even though it might not be traditional, because you know, you don't always associate being a Rebbetzin with healthy, you think like more like potato kugel and challen. I don't know, but I love that I can synthesize the two, that I can show that we can live completely from and fulfilling lives while taking care of our health. And I think that that's why this was so in line with the Spirit program, because that's the work that you do and encourage here, Judy, like you said at the beginning, that you're improving spiritual health and mental health and physical health. So I'm so happy to have been a part of it.
Well, we're so happy to have you. Somebody wants to know, are you a nutritionist?
I am an integrative nutritionist. That means I'm not a diet, not a registered dietitian. It's a different type of degree.
And somebody has just a comment. None is a type of connective tissue, specifically special connective tissue. I'm not exactly sure. I think that was part of something else.
Okay.
But anyway, we thank you so much. If there's anything else, we'll be on for another minute or two. How long does abaglast? What is that? Do you know what that means? How long does a bag last?
Oh, okay. So there's actually a shelf life of 5 years if it's kept in temperature controlled. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. You just don't want it near any heat, but it has a 5-year shelf life.
Got it. Okay. Well, this has been fascinating. I think everybody can't wait to see the website to hear more. No, we'll get all that information out to you later on with the recording, the links to the articles and how to get more information. This is terrific. And I think, though, let me just disagree with one comment about being a Rebbetzin. I think all of us now, as we've learned more about health and coming out of Yontif, when we probably ate a ton of things we shouldn't have eaten, but I think everybody, Rebbetzins, non-Rebbetzins, everybody knows the importance as we grow older of eating and conducting ourselves in much healthier ways, which is certainly something that the Spirit program certainly advocates.
Yes.
And we're so happy that you were there for us. I want to tell everybody who should have been getting emails that we are launching a new program completely separate from our Tuesday sessions on Spirit this coming Thursday called Let's Talk. Now, you know, when you join us for our regular Tuesday morning, you know that I'm super controlling. Everybody is muted. You could only chat to me or to the presenter. You can't chat to each other. Okay, that all goes out the window on Thursdays. On Thursdays, we don't want anyone muted. We want everyone to speak in small groups. We'll be launching it this Thursday. We hope more of you can join us. Just register and you will get the link. And we're going to see how that goes. And then we're going to also ask you in the future what you'd like to talk about. But this is a way for people to connect socially and interactively wherever they are. So if you're available, it'll be this Thursday at 11 o'clock. It won't always be Thursdays at 11 o'clock. We're going to tweak the timing again, according to what all of you tell us. So you can look forward to that. And then back on our regular program next Tuesday, we'll be hearing again from Ben Levine from Israel about living, about real estate points, about moving to Jerusalem. So that's next week. Just watch your emails for all the registration. So I want to thank Aliza so much again for joining us. I want to thank everybody else. Have a great
Judy,
week.
Can I just say one thing?
Absolutely. Sorry.
Just somebody just wrote another question on the chat. They wanted to know how many servings are in a bag. So I just wanted to tell them this is a 1 month supply bag. So it's a little bit more than 30 servings. So it's 30 tablespoons a bag. It should last a month if it's taken daily. Sorry for cutting you off. I just wanted
to answer. No problem. Somebody wants to know, is the product available other than on your website? Is it on, let's say, koshervitamins.com?
It is on koshervitamins.com. And it's in about 40 stores across the country also.
Oh, okay. So that should be helpful. Okay.
Thank you so much, Judy.
Thank you so much. Okay. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.